to start off in Psalms 106, in the NLT, which is what I'll be reading out of, the very first word in Psalm 106, verse 1 says, "Praise the Lord." You reckon the king wants us to praise him? Yes, he does. Then the next line says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithfulness, his faithful love endures forever." Who can list the glorious miracles of the Lord? Who can ever praise him half enough? Are you getting any idea? Even half enough. "Happy are those who deal justly with others and always do what is right." Let me go on down to about verse 13. Let me go to the verse before that, verse 12. "Then the water returned and covered their enemies. Not one of their enemies survived." The verse 12. "Then at last his people believed his promises. Then they finally sang his praises." Now that may be difficult to get out of the King James, but that's what it says. If you read it, you'll find out. I'll read it again for you in the King James. And then it says, the next verse, Psalm 106, "Yet how quickly they forgot what he had done." How quickly do we forget what God does? You know that? They wouldn't wait for his counsel. How many times have you done things and not waited for God's counsel? We're all guilty. We don't pray and ask him, "Shall I do this, Lord, or do that?" We just go do it. He says, "That's not what I wanted you to do." You know, so we don't wait for his counsel. And many of us, whenever we were looking, when we were younger, we were looking for our mates. We never prayed and asked God to send us the right person. We just went out and looked until we found the one we liked. Is that right, brother? When you were looking for your sweetheart, you were looking for one that was pretty. Woo, and you wanted one that you thought you could live with forever, and she's the most beautiful thing you ever seen. That was the requirements, right? Sure. Absolutely. That's the way most of us are. We never went to God and said, "God, would you send me the right woman? Would you send me the right man?" Did you pray before you married that girl? You did. Praise God. Did you pray before you married him? You did too. Wow, this is an unusual couple up here on the front row. Praise the Lord. In the wilderness, it says, they wouldn't wait for his counsel. In the wilderness, their desires ran wild, testing God's patience in the dry land. You reckon your desires run wild and you drive him to test? Yes. So he gave them what they asked for. Isn't that amazing? Now, of course, if you go back and read the scriptures in detail, you'll find out they were grumbling and complaining. They wanted meat to eat. Here we are out in this wilderness. I mean, goodness gracious, God, at least we had watermelon and cantaloupes and onions and all kinds of stuff over there in the land of Egypt. Here we are out here in this stupid desert and we ain't got nothing to eat. That's what they were doing. They were grumbling and complaining. "We don't even have water. Lord, we want meat to eat." So when you really read all the scriptures and you read all these stories back in the Old Testament, you find out that God came to Moses. He spoke face to face with Moses and said, "Moses, I hear my people's grumbling and complaining. Tomorrow, I'll give them meat. And not only tomorrow, and I ain't going to give them meat for a day, not even for a week, but I'm going to give them meat for a month. They're going to get so sick of meat." Moses said, "God, if you were to kill every fish in the sea, you couldn't feed this multitude with meat tomorrow." Now, see, we read the Bible and we never spend enough time in here to understand that, let's say that this little bitty tiny metroplex we live in here How many people do we have, men, women, and children, living in the Metroplex? About 4 million? Something like that? You know, give or take a half a million, whatever. That, when you get that big of numbers, a half a million ain't nothing, is it? So you got 3 or 4 million people here, and all these people are wandering around out here, and you don't have no houses, and no water, and no food, and they're getting hungry. And God's given you the chore to feed them. And you don't have no trucks, no trains, no airplanes, and you got to get them meat tomorrow. How are you going to do that, young man? You can. That's a little bigger job than you and me can handle, isn't it? I'd hate to have to get the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex meet tomorrow if I had every truck out there that's available to me and every airplane and everything else and everybody was at my beck and call. If I just picked up the phone and said, hey, I need 15 airplanes full of fish down here. I need 25 cargo freighters full of chicken down here. You know how far 25 airplanes full of chicken would go with 4 million people? Not very far. You couldn't even begin to feed them. This is a massive job that we fail to see the massiveness of this job. It says, God said, I'm going to give them meat. But they've really tested me and I don't like it. So he gave them what they asked for. He gave them the meat. And if you read the scriptures, you find out the next day there was all kinds of quail come flying in by the millions. And they come flying in slow, about 3 feet off the ground. All they had to do was just reach up and grab them out of the air. And look what it says, though. But he sent a plague or a wasting disease or leanness of soul along with their request. Somebody said, God would never do that. He loves us. What did he say he did? Did he give them what they wanted? But because of their grumbling and complaining, what did he send with the meat? A what? A disease. A plague. Now then, you ever wonder why some of us are sick? I know none of y'all ever grumble and complain, do you? We lie a lot too, don't we? I know. I'm a human being. I mean, I do it. Unfortunately, and I know it. You know, and every once in a while, I still grumble and complain about something that really don't mean nothing. But I got news for y'all. I don't think there's anybody out there that's mastered this completely, totally. Is it easy to grumble? It is, isn't it? Too easy. I mean, your husband does something, you know. In other words, you come in, and some of you girls will understand where I'm coming from here. You come in, and your husband, he was hot and tired. He came in from work, and he pulled off his hat, and he threw it down here, and he pulled off his coat, and he threw it down here, and he flopped down over here in the chair. He said, honey, I'm so tired. Will you bring me a glass of iced tea? And she just got through cleaning the house. He walked in through the yard with mud on his boot, and she's looking at this mud on the floor. The hat's thrown down over here, and the coat's over. And now this lug thinks I'm going to bring him a glass of iced tea. You hear a little light grumbling in there somewhere? See, we do that, don't we? Because we don't see what's important. We only see what we want to see. You know, and it's so easy to get in that grumbling and complaining. Now, these people had a reason to grumble and complain because they had no meat to eat and they were out in the desert. You would think. But they grumbled and complained. And out of the grumbling and complaining, God gave them the desires, just like he did Ed. He gave him what he wanted, but he sent a wasting disease to destroy him. Now, this man's in church every time the doors open. On Sunday. I mean, I'm telling you, I know a lot of men that don't come to church but once or twice a month. And do you know those men don't realize why when later down in life when they get sick, they don't realize why? And whenever God was speaking, he was telling them, you need to be in church. You need to be reading my word. But they don't have time for God. But they got time for football, they got time for sports, they got time to go fishing, they got time for everything but God. And then 40, 50 years old, like Ed was 42 years old. Now he's on his deathbed with terminal cancer. You got time for God now? The fishing and all that stuff don't mean much. You know, if it's anything we have missed in the church, we don't realize or see this side of God. That when we commit spiritual whoredoms or prostitution, you know, even God gets sick of that after a while. You know that? I mean, just like I asked this little lady, if her husband just didn't come home one night, she couldn't even fathom that. One night? Who does he think he is? I love him. He would never do that to me. And she can be hard to get along with after that. Really hard to get along with if he does something like that. And I can assure you, their life won't never be the same. She may forgive him, but she won't never forget what he did. She can't forget it. So the life between these two people will never be the same with just one time of breaking God's rules. Is that right? You would never trust him as much as you did before, would you? See? Yeah, you might forgive him. And yes, you might stay with him. But you would never trust him completely, totally. Because he did it once, would he do it again? See? How many of us, all of us, have committed spiritual whoredoms or prostitution with God? Because we spend a lot more time with the world than we do with God. In fact, I'll tell you, my associate pastor, which he's had to go out of town today with some family, he's not here today, but he graduated from A&M, and he's a man that loves God with all his heart. And he made God a promise, Lord, I'll get up every morning at 4, and I'll study the Word of God till 6, and then I'll go to work on my farm, take care of my cows and all that stuff. So he goes to bed by 9 o'clock at night. After 9, don't call him because he's in bed. I mean, anybody that's going to get up at 3 or 4, you got to go to bed pretty early, right? Okay, so here last year, or year before last, whatever it was, since he was a doctor and he graduated from A&M, he loved football. Still does. But he didn't realize when he made God a promise, God, I'll get up every morning from 4 to 6 and I'll study your word. Now you think God's going to hold him accountable for that? Absolutely. We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.